I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott has publicly ignored his most vocal primary challenger, Don Huffines, for months, and his campaign says it's not paying him any attention. But the direction of state government lately has conspicuously aligned with Huffines' demands. Abbott's decision Monday to prohibit private businesses from requiring COVID-19 vaccines for employees marked a stark reversal for the governor and came after Huffines hounded him over it. Abbott justified the reversal as a necessary pushback against the federal government, but Huffines declared victory, and it's far from the only issue where Huffines claims influence. Abbott's announcement this spring that Texas would build its own border wall came after Huffines launched his campaign proposing just that. Abbott's move to get the state to classify gender-affirming health care for minors as child abuse followed Huffines' call for him to crack down on it. And after Huffines criticized Abbott over a State Department website providing resources for LGBTQ youth, the department took it down, a move Huffines has taken credit for. Huffines, a wealthy business owner and former state senator from Dallas, said in an interview Tuesday that he believes his campaign has been extremely influential and certainly the main reason for Abbott's move to the right. Abbott's campaign dismisses Huffines and the notion that he holds any sway over Abbott's agenda. Huffines, who still has a steep climb against Abbott, has benefited from the lack of a serious Democratic challenger to the governor, leaving virtually all attention on the GOP primary. The Texas Supreme Court stopped a San Antonio school district's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for teachers and school employees Thursday, hours before the requirement was supposed to take effect. Under the mandate, all employees of San Antonio Independent School District were supposed to get vaccinated against the virus by Friday, directly challenging Governor Greg Abbott's ban on COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The rule was enacted in August, drawing lawsuits from Attorney General Ken Paxton. Supreme Court justices sided with Abbott and Paxton to temporarily block the district from enforcing the mandate while the legal battle over the ban continues. Check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by McCoy College of Business. On October 19th, join Texas State University's McCoy College of Business for a conversation about what we've learned since the Enron scandal 20 years ago. Learn more at mccoy.txstate.edu.